The events, characters, and entities depicted on this podcast are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, or to actual entities is purely coincidental. If you're seeking to be offended, this is a good choice. And if you're easily offended, please throw away this listening apparatus right now. Okay, bye.
So what I'm trying to say is I don't understand what women are, I'm sorry to say, whinging about this imbalance, unbalance, whatever you guys are calling it.
The reality is, in the workplace, we talk about balance. We have corporate training on the topic of balance. We have balance sheets, but there is no gender balance.
What does that even mean? You're so
Hello, Dad. Hello, Mum. Welcome to the Frisk Aid Show.
Oh, what are you doing here?
Habibi, entertaining the nation, mate. I'm the best RJ in the world, and you know me.
To have to cut it short. We're expecting Rushdie for the Hangout podcast. That's coming up next.
Habibi.
One, I'm not your Habibi, and two, you really got to get out.
Okay. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Hangout with Rishi, and welcome back to part two of Myth Approvals.
What is up?
You copied my question, man. I asked them that already.
Oh.
Did you not?
How you doing?
Oh, my God.
Hasta la vista, baby.
You're trying everything. Quick question. Do you like Friends?
I love Friends. So, wait, the show or
no?
Or
the
to
show,
have friends.
The show.
I was a fan, but I'll tell you what, I've fallen out of love with that laugh track. You know, and a lot of Friends is not as funny to me today. I think I think definitely if you were around in the 90s and the 2000s,
exactly. It was I'm not gonna lie, I did watch Friends. I did enjoy it. In that moment, and then I was like, oh, this is bad, like quite quickly. The laughter track just kills me anyway, so, and it's always way too off balance. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't think Pivot is that funny. Like, I'm
no, I think it's more of a catchphrase than how funny it is.
Maybe then people have just irritated me.
But I think also television comedies have evolved a lot, and you know, with web streaming now, the content is fantastic. The pace is different. The way that I think we consume comedy as well is different. I love straight shows now that are just
offbeat
and has humorous characters. I'll give you an example. Community is one. And stop, I'll put that guitar away. Community is one, which was great for a few seasons, and like that, there's AP Bio and a few others that I enjoy now. But why the question?
Because I really don't like Friends, and a lot of people have a problem with that.
Oh, you they completely try to convince me. Don't like it? You dislike
now
it?
Now I can't. Now
do you
I can't.
Dislike it or do you,
now?
Are you just
yes.
neutral? You dislike it.
Yeah.
Mm.
It upsets
I don't
me.
Know if I dislike it yet. I tell you something. I don't watch reruns. I haven't watched Friends ever since the first time I saw it. Unless there might have been clips online.
Yeah.
There's something that I love rewatching. I love rewatching The Office, the first six seasons of The Office. Huge Steve Carell fan.
Same.
And I don't think I've become tired of it. Maybe with Friends, if I had to watch it again, maybe I'd change my opinion. But yeah. I just, you know, I'm not there yet.
I don't know. The hardcore fans of Friends, they just upset me. I don't know how to say that nicely. Or if that's bad.
I've seen cafes named after them.
Oh, my God.
Seen T-shirts. There's some people that live in that universe. Totally just...
I used to say, if you really like Friends, you don't have friends of your own. I was mean.
Yes, I would probably say that to some annoying person who would have come up to me and referenced an episode, you know, just like whatever, when, you know, the apothecary table.
Or someone says, how are you doing? And they just collapse.
Yeah. Or someone just comes to you randomly and says, oh, you reminded me of, remember that time when, you know, Joey tried to do, and I'm like, no. Why? Nobody knows that time.
Anyway, Thanks for that, Osama. That's our rapport building for this session, since we haven't seen each other in so long. Yeah,
exactly.
So now back to where were we before? Myths? We were approving them, disapproving them?
Yeah, so it was actually superstitions, and it got quite interesting. We were sort of going around the world and finding, you know, quirky, interesting superstitions, trying to understand the lore behind it. The lore is never always clear. Mm. It's always passed down. So this information, I mean, when you're going back to just look, you'll find multiple answers, and we're just trying to make sense of it.
Yeah, because we are certified in myth busting.
Outing.
We are qualified. Is the point.
Yeah, I have the degree right on the wall,
which is why Osama's gonna get into it. Number six.
Yeah, so let's talk about North America. So in North America, it is believed that saying rabbit rabbit, you say rabbit rabbit on the first day of a new month, it brings you good luck because rabbits apparently have a strong communication with the spirit world. This would explain the red eyes.
Those
red eyes is when they're checking in with the spirit world.
Yep.
Like, hey, what's going on, guys?
Transferring information.
You know, what's my account going to look like this month?
Don't they hunt rabbits in North America?
I thought they made shoes out of them and stews out of them.
Yeah, because
they use that rabbit's foot as well as a paw. To ward off evil, right? To bring guidance to the rabbit's foot. Apologies if I'm off on that. But what do you make of this? Do you think saying rabbit rabbit is a thing that you could do and test that out for us?
I'm willing to. It doesn't seem very risky.
I'm going to try that. But yeah, I think what brings me good luck is actually working hard. Right? And setting up myself for success. I think that's
an old wives' tale. I don't think so.
Yeah. You reckon? That's another superstition.
I'd say you'd have to eat healthy, ask your parents for money, and then just hope for the best.
Rabbit rabbit.
Take long weekends. That's the secret to success.
There you go.
Yep.
You're welcome. Do you think people should try the superstition out, or do you think it's not worth their time?
Try it. I mean, over here you might have to say camel camel, but you can do it, I guess.
But here's my question. So according to this, right, in North America, someone says rabbit rabbit, and then they could just go and sit on their ass all month long, and this should be good. Is that the idea?
Well,
or do you, good do luck you actually do something?
Brings luck. They didn't say what type of luck. Mm. They just said luck.
I think you got to do something to activate that luck, in my opinion. He's giving me a look of
no
of,
I'm like, thanks Gary Vee.
Yeah. He's giving me this look like
the roast was loading. Thanks Gary Vee. On that note, number seven, in Hungary, the person who sits at the corner of the table will have problems finding a partner for marriage.
That's hilarious. Just imagine this, right? You're at a party, and there's people, and there's loads of people you want to meet. Full. All right, it's full. There's a dinner table, okay, and then they have six seats on either side of the table, and so six people take those seats, right? So a person is facing another person, right? And then you have the two ends, so you got a person on either end, they're facing each other, and then there's you on a corner. Not able to face anybody, not making eye contact, and just sort of hearing, just being a third wheel of the two people on either side of you, really, for sure.
When they mean corner, do they mean like the heads of the table or just?
I literally pictured a corner.
No, like, I think corner as well. The thing is, in this picture, there's no like corner.
Yeah. Oh,
there's no chair there, so I don't know if they like don't even bother. There's no chair.
Yeah. No. That
basically you have the leg of the table.
Crotch. I mean, that's totally a fail. I mean, you got it exactly. You got a stump blocking you there.
So that's not setting you up for success.
Plenty of elbow room, but that's about it. To be honest. I agree. I think if you are on the corner of a table, you've done something wrong. Maybe you don't deserve a partner in life.
Sort of. You know? You should have pushed more.
Yeah.
Like you should have been like, no, to the corner.
Yeah. Like you've done something to be in that corner, right?
And you're no one cares
an unliked
anymore.
Guest.
If someone's like, you get the corner of the table, you should leave. Find new friends. fun new party to go to.
Yeah,
go home and sleep. It's better off.
It's like, oh, sorry, we weren't expecting you.
Yeah.
Sorry, we couldn't find you a piece of table to sit at.
Correct.
You know, you don't get a nice rectangle space in front of you.
We're not going to kill and, you know, mutilate a tree just for your comfort.
Guess what? Guess where your silverware is? Guess where? Mm. It's not next to you. There's no room. You're on a corner.
Garbage. Yeah. No, it's on a car. It's that's being demolished right now.
Yeah.
And you have to fix it yourself.
Yeah, get out of here, loser. You shouldn't find a partner. Good job, Hungary. I think that really weeds out the weak ones. And I think that shouldn't just be a superstition. I think that should be law.
Yeah, it should be law. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. I'd love to arrest someone for that.
Well, you know, let's go next door, over to the Netherlands, you know, leaving Hungary. In the Netherlands, singing at the dinner table represents singing to the devil. Whoa. And should be avoided at all costs.
Why the devil?
Said the atheists. Yeah. Singing at the dinner table represents singing to the devil and should be avoided at all costs. So
it depends if you're a good singer, man.
Yeah. We're Pakistani. We always have somebody that sings
at the
table.
That's also true.
You know, there's always an uncle. It's like, hey, sing us that song that nobody wants to hear.
Yeah.
You know.
Dude, what about in the Philippines? If there's a Filipino in Netherlands,
that's God.
Done.
That's it. What are they going to do? They have the urge, you know?
Seriously.
I believe I can fly.
Yeah, man.
Right?
You can.
Oh, wow. So that's an interesting one. So you're sitting at a table, right? Mm. And then you're having a good time. You're sitting there. They're serving you your beautiful food. And you start to like the food and you go,
that's it. Shaitan.
Okay, what's happening in the room right now? Describe.
Everyone's running.
Everyone's running.
There's a baby over there. There's this goat covered in blood. He's just walking around.
Oh, my God. Goat's completely black.
Oh, man. That's black horns. Don't bring race into that.
Sorry.
And then people are punching each other.
Yeah.
There's one person eating the food though, because there'll be that one dude who's just
Someone's trying to draw a salt ring around
there
you.
There we go.
Trying to contain your evilness. They've brought in a holy man with
holy
water.
And he's breakdancing.
Yeah, he's breakdancing. He's possessed already.
He's doing what do you call those windmills?
It's too late. The devil's already in. The devil's been invited. You wish you would have avoided humming that tune there.
Yeah.
You know, was it worth it?
Yeah. Was it worth it?
You missed your dinner now.
There we go.
You know, it's chaos.
You're going to sit at the corner of the table.
All right. Yeah. If you're hungry, go to Hungary. Interesting. Netherlands, I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I like to sing.
Yeah. And
it's tough.
And you know what? I like to not have the devil at my table, uninvited, you know?
No, yeah. We have to clean the house for him.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Yeah.
That's just not nice.
Yeah, that one... Sorry, Netherlands, that one's not flying.
Yeah.
What we got next, Rusty?
In Italy, saying the same word as your friend at the same time means you won't get married. But don't worry, touching your nose immediately after doing this will take away the bad luck.
So hang on. So you're saying that if you and your friend in Italy, right, are talking, right?
Yep.
And they go, hey, Tony, hey, what you doing?
And I say, what you doing?
What you doing? Oh, you say the same thing.
Touch your nose.
No. What, hang on a minute. Why you touch your nose to my nose? You touch your nose with your hand.
All right. I didn't even realize. For some reason, I pictured two
I just got nose touched.
Touching your nose. Okay, cool.
But if you don't, you won't get married.
What if you don't want to get married?
Oh, that's a good way. Hey, Tony, what was you going to say, Tony?
What you did when you run.
Yeah.
Hey. This
is a fun one.
Mm.
But brings Jinx and Double Jinx to a whole new level,
exactly.
I think just going straight for it. It's like, nope. Yeah, you're not going to get married.
Your future is ruined.
Yeah, yeah. It could be for a girl, future. Too, you know, right? Yeah. Oh, Rita, though, you're not going to find a man no more.
It's ruined your life.
Oh.
Is it really worth speaking at that point?
You know, you just got to touch your nose as soon as you do that. And that is, what do we do when we have Jinx? We touch our nose.
Do we? No, we don't.
What do we do?
We just say Jinx and then... You can't speak forever.
Double Jinx, no returns. I had once.
Rubbish, garbage.
I had once. Jinx, you owe me a Coke. I'm like, you what?
Oh, that's North American. That's American, dude.
Why do I have to get you?
Until you buy the Coke, you can't speak.
You just took it to the material world, you know? It was totally immaterial and pointless before.
Capitalism.
Yeah.
That's it. They got you.
It's rife. It's rife. But moving from Italy and being single, do you know what they say in Portugal?
What do they say in Portugal?
In Portugal, they say, walking backwards means you're impressing the devil with your evil ways, and hence, you should avoid it.
Okay.
So Michael Jackson, right, yeah, goes on tour to Portugal. He's like, he's all like, hee hee, yeah, Shimon, hee hee, a kid is not, you know, he's doing all that, right? And then he's whipping out his hee hee, he's doing that move, and then he moonwalks. Mm. He moonwalks, and all of a sudden, what happens in the crowd?
They just start praying.
Yeah. They
get the gong out. They meditate.
You impress the devil with your evil ways.
I think Michael Jackson was the devil at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the best walking backwards. Yeah, who else? Why would the devil be impressed with you walking backwards? It's Michael Jackson. Because he's like, that's a good moonwalk. Oh, sorry.
That's a good moonwalk right there.
The devil's just standing there watching this going, oh, that's very good coordination. Yeah, it's, oh, wow. Look, he do it just like he do it forwards, but he do it backwards. Wow. I am impressed. This ways of you is the evil ways.
Oh, my God. The devil is weird.
That is, I wonder what they were trying to stop happening.
Hmm.
Was there a problem? Were people walking around backwards in Portugal at some point?
Is that like, trending at some point?
Yeah. Was that something that the government had to get involved in? And yeah, they're like, we need to start a rumor. Yeah, something. You know, just ward off.
What better than Supernatural? Impressing the devil.
I don't know. I don't buy it.
What if you're walking forwards and killing babies, like, is that
nothing to do with the devil there? No, it's only the backwards stuff, dude. Yeah. If you were doing it backwards, then you could get out.
Yeah,
you know, the first time Columbus returned from South America, he'd brought back tobacco leaf, mm-hmm, and he was sitting in his courtyard, and he'd seen the natives, smoke it and meditate. And this is the early days, so imagine no cigarettes, cigars, or whatever. This is like the first time someone had seen a cigarette in Europe, and so he was in his courtyard. This was in Spain. And he rolled up this tobacco leaf, and he started smoking it just like he'd learned from the Aztecs. And his wife walks in, and she sees him, and there's smoke coming off of his face, and his eyes were bloodshot, and she immediately starts screaming, going, oh, my husband has been possessed by the devil. And they ran, and then she went and called the town people, and they beat him up, and they threw him in jail.
Oh, my God.
He was in jail for a long time for doing, like, devil magic. Until he convinced them that, you know, it's a plant, and, you know, they could grow like crops in South America, and it's from his voyages. But that was the first human reacting to, first European person reacting to see like smoke or whatever. And possibly just thinking along that way. You know, humans, a lot of our evolution has been over the last sort of 100 years, the pace of it with the electronics and vehicles and dancing and movement and all that. And I can only just imagine the first person sort of seeing a moonwalk.
Yeah.
Going, what the devil? Oh, how are you doing this?
Probably in Portugal. Yeah. This is like a quick, another second side story. Me and Taki. Taki's always like, what happened to the first Taki person who like pooped? It right? came out of him, and he's like, I need to take this with me, right? It's mine. I dropped it. So it's just this guy carrying poop everywhere. People are like, dude, what are you doing? And he's like, that came out of me. It's important. It's like, you never know. I might need it at some point.
I don't know what it's like, for right now, but I'm not going to like walk away from it. It's valuable. It came out of nothing. You know, maybe it's my baby. That's what it is.
You don't know.
You know?
Cool. The last one for today.
Oh, yeah. Why don't you roll it?
In Canada, when a pregnant woman is craving fish but doesn't eat it, mm-hmm, her baby is born with a fish head.
With a fish head? What?
That's very aggressive. That's the most aggressive threat from Canada ever.
Oh my God. So your baby comes out, yeah, five like human toes on either foot, and then, you know, two legs and a torso, and then two arms and like five fingers and you know, then, two hands, and then the head is a fish head.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is frightening. That is frightening.
I would keep fish handy.
Yeah, that's hilarious because it's from Canada.
It feels like
it's so funny. It's such a funny way to tell women to eat their. I mean, clearly, when you're craving fish during pregnancy, it's obviously craving for some nutrients.
I feel like a pregnant Canadian woman made this up.
She's like,
it's on the internet. She's telling her husband, see, I told you, why don't you listen to me?
Please get me fish when I'm craving it.
You were calling me
otherwise
hormonal.
Otherwise, our baby will be a fishhead, eh?
See, it's written on the website, Johnny. I told you.
Wikipedia.ca.
You're calling me hormonal? It's fact.
It's fact, Johnny. Yeah. Go get me a fish, otherwise you're going to have a fishhead baby.
Yeah.
That's gonna be that's frightening. What a way to end. What a frightening image.
Should we go for one more?
Yeah, let's just cleanse the palate.
You take one last one. You pick whatever you
want. I'm gonna get like a really weird one.
Let's go.
Okay, so this is interesting. In France, stepping on dog poop with your left foot will actually bring you good luck. But done with the right foot, you'll be doomed to live an unlucky life.
Wow. I'm looking at my dog right now.
Yeah. Oh, man, I tell you, I've stepped in dog poop, and it doesn't matter what foot it is.
It's bad.
You do regret every moment that led you to that point.
Yep.
And you think, why isn't it coming off? I've tried, kicking
it. Why did you forsake me, God?
Yeah.
Why
have you done this to me? Scraping it on the side of the... Why is it so sticky?
Yeah.
Is this Play-Doh?
Paint?
Yeah. What is this? Tar? Yeah. Is this
Why
a booby trap?
It come off?
Is this a practical joke?
Yeah. Maybe.
Is it sticky putty?
Yeah.
And no answer.
Nope, I don't.
I don't hear back. And then I'm
concerned.
Yeah. And
how many other people are going through with this?
What's your technique to get dog poop off your shoe?
I will immediately start scrubbing on concrete or something close by the floor. I'll give a quick tap because sometimes it goes into the orifices of the shoe.
Yeah.
And just give
the
it
crevices,
a hard,
the
wash
cracks,
the crevices, the cracks.
How do you get the side off? How do you scrape the sides?
Ooh, I do like wet tissue, wet towel. Or something.
It's always lucky if there's grass around.
That's a nice brush.
Multi-angled, multi-length.
All of that. Yeah.
It's. I mean, guys, please pick up after your dogs and girls.
Yeah.
Both of you. It's not even a gender thing anymore.
Stop making gender. Women are equal. You can pick up the dog.
Just do it. It's inconvenient and. Not very nice.
Not a nice message to send your community.
Yeah. So what I'd like to say to the French is you know what? It's bad to step in dog poop.
Yeah, don't be selfish.
Yeah, and you know the other one with the bird poops on you and it's considered lucky?
Uh-huh.
Once a bird shat and went in my mouth.
Oh, my God.
I don't think I was... You know,
oh, no.
That's not lucky at all.
What?
Anything to do with poop. I think it's consolation. They tell you this because it's consolation.
Yeah.
But then, because it's the French, they have to gamify it, you know?
Yeah.
They're all about, oh, well, if it is your left foot, it's good luck. And the right foot is actually bad luck. You will die tomorrow.
Your disease will start immediately.
Yeah, we don't know what the name of the disease is yet.
Yeah.
It's hard to pronounce.
But you die. You will die.
Yeah. That I think I like that.
Yeah, that's fun.
It's fun.
It keeps you on your toes. Yeah, there we go. It keeps you on your toes. On that note, we're done. And you have been knowledgeified.
Yeah. Hasta la vista. Spend that knowledge carefully.
Yeah.
You know?
With power comes... costs.
Yeah. Yeah. So brag about it at your next dinner party.
Exactly.
You know?
All right, see you later on the next episode of Hang Out with Rushdie.
Peace.
We hope you enjoyed the show. Subscribe for free on Apple Podcasts or any other podcast app. Follow the Hangout with Rushdie on Facebook. Like, comment, and share. See you next week.